I am so glad that you have chosen to listen to this episode of Stuff with Shannon. I can't sing Spanish, French, or Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can say La Paño, Soy, and K-Tal. Como la Amazona, baby, la leche. Donde está el baño y buenas noches. I've been listening to a Spanish podcast taught by a guy from Scotland. It makes no sense. That's probably why I'm failing. Stuff with Shannon. Yeah, we talk about stuff that's random, but our words are green and good for the planet. Besides, the thing is free. It's Stuff with Shannon. Stuff with Shannon. We're grateful that you've chosen to be vocomigo and Kandara Azul y Pantalones. I also like looking at pretty flamingos. Stuff with Shannon. 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 Hi, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
Let me start this out by apologizing to you for the big technology mess up that happened last week. So the last one that we posted had no Deontay on it. And I'm sorry about that.
You know, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to forgive you because it's all about me.
I know. But it was pretty insightful. We did, I did it with my girlfriend, Sarah, and we did a relationship quiz. It was situational stuff.
Oh.
And I found out just how different we really are.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, it was kind of interesting to me. And I sound really high maintenance in the podcast,
no.
I think. But I don't think that I am. I really don't think that I'm a high maintenance person, but I do come across that way. So I'm glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
And I'm going to do my best not to lose what we record today. We were not planning on getting together today to record.
We were not.
But you reached out to me last week because I've been pursuing becoming an ISR instructor. And what ISR is Infant Swimming Resource.
Yes.
Where basically you teach them the skills to survive if they fall into a pool or a body of water.
Right.
I lost my 2.5-year-old nephew, Ethan. In a drowning accident back in 2011. He was not unattended. He was actually in the backyard with his grandfather, who also ended up drowning in the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we don't know exactly what happened. So I've not really gotten any closure on the accident.
I can't imagine how you get closure on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I keep telling myself that time is supposed to make it better, and I feel like I should be past the point that I am in dealing with it, but it's, you know,
I don't know. I mean, I have kids, and I know Ethan was like your child. I know that about you. I mean, I was with you through your sister's pregnancy and when he was born, and so I know how close you were to him. You could not have been closer to him unless you had been his mother.
Yeah.
So I don't know how anyone gets past that, because I'm pretty sure if it was one of my kids, I'd still be crawled up in a ball somewhere. But that's neither here nor there. But for me, not just because of Ethan, but I think it brought it to kind of the forefront for me. After the accident, I had several people come to me and tell me that they had lost children in drowning accidents.
Really?
And I know when my sister was in junior high, a friend of hers died in a drowning accident. And he was a swimmer. He knew how to swim. It was just an accident that went badly. But I think drowning is one of those things that you kind of hear and you don't think it will happen to you, or you don't know anyone that it happens to.
And then it does.
And then all of a sudden, like, I mean, I know four people who have lost close family members or children to drowning accidents. For my children to learn how to swim is a non-negotiable at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I have two rules. Everybody swims, everybody speaks Spanish.
Those are good rules.
those are the rules. And when you mentioned that you were looking into doing this training, for me, that is literally something that saves lives.
Yeah.
It is literally something that saves lives when you teach children what to do when they fall into a pool. That is literally, you're saving lives.
And I don't think that people really comprehend the scope of how dangerous it is when a
child falls into the, because you, like you said before, people don't think it's going to happen to them. They think that they watch their kid like a hawk when the child's near the water. But the thing is that you as a human being cannot physically give your child every second of your attention.
You can't.
And kids are sneaky creatures. They can do things that we will never comprehend. And, you know, one of those things is get to water when they're not supposed to.
Yep.
I heard a story even from a mom on the internet about her child drowning in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things happen and it sucks badly. And ever since the accident with Ethan happened, I said that I wanted to somehow do something to make sure that fewer people experience the feelings that my family did when we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth of the matter is, now I know that it's drowning is preventable in most cases.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the big thing, is it's completely preventable. I think people in their heads think my kid is too young to take swimming lessons.
Nope.
Or they're not going to know what to do. I mean, Sydney was 6 months when I started Mommy and Me swimming classes with
her.
That's
perfect.
She was 6 months old, and she knew, you know, if she fell into the pool, she could get to the side. She could crab walk to the stairs. Mm-hmm. She could, at 9 months, she could pull herself out. And we weren't even, at that point, we weren't even around pools. We weren't going to the water park. We were just,
it's
like
a life skill.
Yeah.
It is a life skill. And it will save your life. It can save other people's lives. You know, it's crazy. This whole ISR thing has kind of just come up out of nowhere for me. I mean, literally in the last week, so many things have come together for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started as a result of my taking my nephew, Jake, who is now 2.5, to ISR swim lessons. And last week, we were standing there waiting for Jake's turn in the pool. And there was a little boy there, and his mother was there with him, and his grandmother was there with him. And they were both within a foot of him. And somehow the little boy ends up falling into the pool.
Ugh.
And they're both right there. They didn't leave him unattended.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on their cell phones. They weren't drinking beers or whatever people do when they're by the pool. They were right there. And the kid still fell in, fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
He had finished his lesson. He was dressed and ready to go. Fell in the pool. It was a quiet splash. So had the mom not turned around and saw him in the pool, she wouldn't have known.
Yep.
It happened just like that. And it is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary to see a kid struggle in the water.
Oh.
But, you know, it's part of life. They have to struggle. They have to learn from their experience.
Right.
That's something they've got to go through. But, you know, still, it's tough.
Well, and I think that's why part of the reason it touched me so much, that you're wanting to do this, one, because of Ethan, but two, because it's so important. And all of my kids take swim lessons. We take swim lessons every year, even if they already know how to swim. Miles and Sydney both know how to swim. After Miles was born, I had postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
After Jude was born, I had postpartum anxiety. So everything was just, anything that was even remotely close to being dangerous was just uncontrollable for me. And Sydney's a Girl Scout, and every year they have an end of year party. So last year's party was at a swimming pool. I don't just do floaties. We do the full life jacket because
right.
I'm that mom. So last year, Miles was swimming, but this was our first time in the pool. And over a year since the previous summer. So we hadn't been in the pool for a year. It was a pool that we weren't really familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So Sydney is a good swimmer, strong swimmer. She jumps in the pool with all of her friends and they're hanging out. And I am there with three kids. You know, obviously all the other parents are there with their kids and all of that. But my husband wasn't there. And I've got a little one I have to take care of. I've got to keep track of Jude. I've got to, you know, keep an eye on Sydney. And I've got to watch Miles. And he did not want to put on his life jacket. And I was not comfortable with him being in the pool without it. And we had a knockdown, drag out fight in front of all of the parents because he wanted to get in the pool without the life jacket. And it was a non-negotiable for me. It's not happening. And he cried. And I mean, I was 2 seconds short of jacking him up and throwing him in the car and taking him home.
Yeah.
It was a non-negotiable. So he finally gave in and put the life jacket on, and that was fine. But when we got home, I sat him down and we had a serious talk, and it brings me to tears to think about it, just recalling. But I had to explain to him why I was so adamant about that. And I had to explain to him how dangerous water can be. Yeah, it's all fun and games and you're out there playing and all of that, but You could die. You could die. And it's my job to make sure that you're okay. It is my job to protect you. And I'm not going to let anything happen to you. So if I tell you, you can't get in the water unless you have on a life jacket, that's it. It's a non-negotiable. And I don't think he really got it until I told him. How do you think I would feel if you died? How do you think I would feel? And of course his answer is sad.
Yeah.
Sad doesn't even begin to describe it, man. No. Not even close. So that's why I'm really, really, really supportive of you doing this.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that this is a lot of money.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, that's the one part I'm super stressed about. Like I said, this has all just happened so quickly. Last Thursday, I was supposed to do a question and answer call mm-hmm. with the people. And I guess the woman that did the call liked me enough to go ahead and want to do the interview then too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a super long phone call, but I think she got the idea that this is something I'm truly passionate about and I want the opportunity to do.
Right.
And then by Friday, she called me and she said, I've talked to the executives. We really want you to join the team. We're going to offer you a scholarship to help out with some of the costs.
Wow.
If you agree mm-hmm. to do certain things. So
okay.
I do have to do a number of scholarship kids in
okay.
the first couple years of certification, but it helps a little bit with the cost.
Right.
With that being said, it's still thousands of dollars to complete this training. I mean, there are less than 1,000 of these instructors throughout the country.
Wow.
600-ish or so.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
not very many at
no,
all.
No, it's not. And so, you know, I will be training with a master instructor. It'll be one-on-one, so I completely monopolize their time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of work goes into me before I even start the training process. So, yes, it is expensive. And at this point, all that I have to do mm-hmm. to be completely into this thing is write them a check. They say, okay, well, your paperwork is done. We're ready to go. We know who you're going to be training with. Now we need the check.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, can I write you a post-dated check?
For 7 years from now?
Because if I do it right now, it's going to bounce really high. This is something that I am, I do not like asking for help.
No,
that
you
is,
don't.
That has never been a strong point of mine.
No, it's not.
That is something that when Kid was alive, he would get so mad at me about because I couldn't ask anybody to help me out with anything.
Yep.
And that's still the case. I still don't know how to do it, but I think I'm realizing right now that's something I have to do.
Well, and that was why I came to you with this, because I know that about you. I know that you are not going to ask for help, especially when you need it the most.
You know, I've been thinking about selling my eggs or becoming a surrogate, or realistically, those things aren't an option for me.
Yeah.
So I need help.
Well, and that's why I wanted to do this, because I think with social media, the easiest way to get this information out. And people fund GoFundMe accounts for all kinds of random miscellaneous reasons.
I saw one this morning and I was dumbfounded. It was a kid that got a speeding ticket because he was racing a Mustang on Memorial Day. And he ended up getting pulled over. He won the race,
but he got
pulled over. And so he posted a GoFundMe for his stupid speeding ticket. And his goal was $500. And when I saw it this morning, he had raised over $1,200.
See?
For a speeding ticket that he full on deserved. I mean, come on, people.
See, and that's the thing. There are so many people who are willing to shell out, you know, money for the dumbest reasons.
Yeah.
This is something that is super important, literally saves lives, and it's something that you are committed to. And when you commit to something, you go 110%.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to share this information. I want to tell people about it. I want to share it with the people that I know. I think we have a big enough network just of friends and through Kid Nation that we can get this money raised for you, because again, it's not just about the certification, or this is your way of giving back in memory of Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. It means the world to me. And the fact that it's actually finally becoming a reality mm-hmm. is so surreal and so scary to me at the same time.
Right.
I was talking to the ISR people yesterday, and I told her that this just seems so easy all of a sudden. Like, it's such an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that once I knew the opportunity was there, I jumped at. I didn't think twice about it.
Right.
And it's all coming together so easily. I'm waiting for something to just fall apart because mm-hmm. nothing in life ever comes this easy. And I feel like it's truly meant to be. I feel like God is making this all happen because it is what I am supposed to be doing.
I believe that.
And so I'm going to go for it. Somehow, some way, I'm going to get this paid for. I'm going to do the training. I'm going to, at some point after I do the training and get certified, I will do as many scholarship kids as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. I'm going to charge people too.
Right.
I think that it's only fair that I make a little bit of money when I can.
Yeah.
Because that's how America works.
Right. Well, because, I mean, you have to pay bills. We all do.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
But I also know that you, and probably most people don't know this about you, but you are absolutely, without a doubt, one of the most generous people I know. And you are the kind of person that, to people who deserve it and to people who don't, you are the kind of person that will literally give someone the shirt off of your back. So I know that there's not going to be any shortage of you doing the scholarship lessons for people who really need them.
Yeah.
And that I think is, you know, the most important part.
Absolutely. I know that all that people really have at this point is my word.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I've been here long enough and done enough to kind of give people a sense of trust.
Yes, absolutely.
There's already a GoFundMe page set up.
Okay.
A listener was kind enough to go ahead and do it. She saw my post about wanting to do this, and she kept in touch with me to find out what was happening. And then once she found out that they were willing to take me, she's like, okay, I'm going to jump on it. Let me do this.
Awesome.
So, yeah, there is a GoFundMe page already set up. I think it's GoFundMe/Shannon, S-H-A-N-O-N. And since nobody can ever spell my name correctly, I'll put it up on all the social media links that I possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll share it everywhere, and we're going to get this taken care of because, like I said, as important as it is to you, it's important to me as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And something that I, you know, it bothers me. I was looking out my patio door on Monday, Memorial Day, and I see all these people out by the pool, and I see kids, and I see them there on the edge of the pool with no parent anywhere near them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they had on life jackets. You know, I don't want to be one of those preachy people that you start to block out because everything has,
yeah,
you know, the same message, but it's getting hot outside and people are going to be swimming, lakes, pools, whatever. And one thing that I really would hope to get through to parents is that those floaties that you put on your kids' arms and even life jackets
mm-hmm.
give you such a false sense
of security.
Do not depend on anything other than your child's skills to keep them safe in water.
Yep.
If I get nothing else through to you, don't let something tragic happen to your kid when you can 100% prevent it from happening.
Yep.
So hopefully the next time we get together, I will have big news about
absolutely
reaching the fundraising goal in like an hour and a half and everything being set to go. But for right now, I am swallowing my pride. I can't even look at Deontay while I say this and asking for your help. If you would please help make this happen, I promise it will be so worth your time and money spent.
And if you can't donate, share it with somebody who can. Say a prayer. Send good juju. Whatever you got.
Please.
We'll take it.
Thank you, Deontay.
I love
appreciate
you, Shannon.
You. I love you, too.
Hasta la vista, baby.